starting at verse 34. My food, said Jesus, is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Don't you have a saying, it's still 4 months until harvest? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Even now, the one who reaps draws a wage and harvests a crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. Thus the saying, one sows and another reaps, is true. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labour.
Thank you, Hilary. I wonder what the high points are of your Christian life. We pray so often, don't we? Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But when are the moments, I wonder, where we actually see and sense that heaven and earth have joined together, they touch and have become as one? I wonder what happens in the build-up to that. I wonder how we feel. I shared in two of these moments last Sunday. I was loitering with intent outside of the Baptist Church for Youth Alpha. I watched and saw as 94 youngsters queued at the door and round and down the steps and round the corner to register for Youth Alpha. The buzz and the excitement and the expectation in the air was tangible. I could see it, I could sense it. And then someone, I'll call her Susan, came up to me and told me about a friend that she had been praying for a number of years and kind of praying and looking out for. And the two of them had just had a conversation in which the friend said, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I have just prayed to God. Now, both these stories of heaven and earth touching have a way to roll out. But in that moment, on Brown Street, on the 21st of September 2025, the sun shone a little brighter. The air was a little clearer. Susan's eyes were sparkling and her face was glowing and it was infectious. I caught it. And we praised God together and said, Lord Jesus, bring it on. Well, in the passage that Hilary read from John, I think Jesus was having one of those moments. He had come freshly from an encounter with somebody that we know as the Samaritan woman at the well. An encounter that had left her absolutely amazed and telling all her friends and neighbours about Jesus. But I think Jesus was buzzing with excitement too and thinking, you know, this is the best feeling ever when heaven and earth touch. And it satisfies me so much more than any chickpea wrap or falafel, which I think is kind of common food in the Middle East. Even though John records it rather more somberly, saying, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. I prefer my interpretation of that. But Jesus goes on to describe these moments as harvest, reaping crops that are ripe for picking. But as we know, what is harvested needs to be sown. And Youth Alpha has involved hours upon hours of planning, recruiting, training, marketing, inviting, working through logistics, hours of prayer, disappointments, tedium, encouragements, you name it, all of that has been part of the preparation for Youth Alpha. On Sunday evening, I was able to reap something that I hadn't sown. But sowing, any sowing, as Jesus acknowledges, and actually all gardeners will know, is hard work and often unseen. Sowing seeds requires backbreaking and sometimes, I have to say, soul-destroying work. It involves tending the soil, raking out weeds and stones, lumping compost, digging it in, watching the weather, despairing of too much rain or too much sun, putting our hopes and hearts into the little tiny seed that we bury in the ground. And then, after all that, waiting, wondering, hoping, praying for growth, clearing away slugs, watching out for birds and insects that are set on eating our precious crop. No wonder Jesus uses this metaphor for the kingdom of God. For this is what it's like sowing in the kingdom of God. So, friends, today we are going to hear something of the sowing and harvesting that takes place by some of our mission partners. There's going to be five of them. We are here to learn and to share in each other's joys, to stand by each other in the hard slog of life, to remind ourselves that every time we hit that high point of harvest, we're embracing the patient, back-breaking work of sowing, sowing the kingdom seeds. So, Father, we pray your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.